Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It's Sunday, 23rd of October, 2022, and I'm delighted to welcome you to this Word of Grace. Whether it's through radio waves or internet connection, I'm delighted to have you here, from whichever side of whatever border you may count as your boundaries. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and I'm delighted to have you join us here, as we will be delighted to have you join us at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. Words from Psalm 84 to begin with. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, he would have told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city. He's preparing me a mansion there, I know. Jesus died upon the cross to bear my sorrow. Freely died that souls like you might have new life. But I know soon there'll come a bright tomorrow, when the world will all be free from sin and strife.
Do not shun the Savior's love from up in glory. Or you won't be there to see the gospel story.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If you're true, then to this land you'll surely go.
Let us pray. Creating God, the mountains you raised reflect your strength and majesty. Sunrise and sunset frame the day with your light and joy. Fields bursting with grain and trees coloured with autumn glory sing of your steadfast love. Pictures from the depths of space give a glimpse of your infinity. And yet, in Christ you have walked the humble earth. When he was crucified by those who would exalt themselves, you raised him from the dead and gave him the crown of righteousness. And so you alone are worthy of our praise. You alone give us hope, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of life. We praise you and join our hearts and minds and perhaps our voices together to those of every precious thing to wonder at your mystery and your majesty. If you be mysterious and majestic, then you are also a merciful God. You created human beings with gifts of intelligence and imagination, yet we confess that we often use these gifts to exploit your creation and put others in their place. So often we think that we are great when we are small, or we claim smallness when you set a challenge before us. We convince ourselves that our sin is not nearly as great as others, yet every sin offends your purpose for us. Forgive us, we pray, and grant us a truer picture of ourselves. God is indeed merciful. Christ has promised that those who humble themselves will be exalted. Having confessed our sin, let us trust the good news of the gospel, that in Jesus Christ we are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Amen. From Luke's Gospel, Chapter 18, The Parable of the Pharisee and the Tax Collector. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I tell you, this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
I've forgotten the words that you have spoken, promises that burn within my heart have now grown dim. With a doubting heart I follow the paths of earthly wisdom. Forgive me for my unbelief, renew the fire.
Oh,
longed to know you and all your tender mercies, like a river of forgiveness ever flowing without end. So I bow my heart before you in the goodness of your presence, your grace forever shining like a beacon in the night. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord,
I don't know whether Jesus did much drawing, but I reckon he would have made a great cartoonist. Certainly the pictures he drew with his words were really telling. In the story we just heard, Jesus, with words, characterizes a none too subtle self-assurance. He draws a cartoon picture. On the one hand, a Pharisee, one of the devout religious experts, standing in the temple, praying out loud a prayer, commending himself to God. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I thank you that I'm better than other people, especially that bloke over there. Meanwhile, in the corner, there's another guy, a tax collector, which basically in those days means a government stooge, who's praying a very different prayer. A prayer that many psychologists and self-esteem gurus would probably say was beating himself up with an exaggerated sense of unworthiness. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. But, says Jesus, it's him who goes home put right with God, despite the fact that all the things that the Pharisee listed in his own favour were undoubtedly true. Once again, Jesus is talking about the radically upside-down value system of the culture of God. The roles are reversed. The one who pleads for mercy because he has no virtues goes home justified, accepted by God. And the one who has many virtues and who is guilty of no more than a tendency to parade them because he can, goes unheard by God. Now, this confronts us with some big questions. If you spend all your time castigating yourself for your failures, for your character flaws, for your less admirable acts, then it tends to become debilitating, and instead of becoming a spur to change and growth, it can become paralyzing and self-centered. And if you never give yourself credit for your accomplishments, never engage in a bit of positive self-affirmation, then you're in real danger of becoming morose and negative, and ultimately an unpleasant, depressing person to be around. There are two types of things you can say to yourself if you're seeking to affirm yourself and pat yourself on the back. You can boost yourself up a bit by reminding yourself of something good in yourself or something good you've achieved, and the Pharisee did that. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. or you can put someone else down so that you'll look better in relation to the rest of the pack. And the Pharisee does that too. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. He makes himself look good by putting everyone else down. And if you think of almost any situation you can imagine in which one person or group is hurt by another, within it, you'll find that one side has defined the other side as somehow different and inferior, and therefore as not as worthy of respect or regard. And that's a lot more common than we like to imagine. It can be the root of all kinds of prejudice: racial, gender, linguistic. I find it quite easy to say something like, "I'm a good person because I care about others and I've given to the Hurricane Relief Appeal," which is a perfectly good thing to pat myself on the back for, unless I'm carefully ignoring the fact that my self-talk actually continues and says, "And thank you, God, that I'm not like those other people who don't care and don't give." I can be quite successful at deluding myself. And that brings us to the other fellow in Jesus' little cartoon, the tax collector. Head down in the corner, beating his breast and praying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Certainly, those could be the words of a person whose self-esteem is sick and dangerously self-destructive, especially if the emphasis of their words is falling on "me, me, me, a sinner." But if the emphasis is falling on "God, be merciful," they could be the words of someone who's got a much healthier than average understanding of the world and their own place in it. They could be the words of someone who's become aware of their own weakness before the seductive power of the hypnotic, high-tech entertainment culture all around us. They could be the words of someone who's seen that the only escape from hard-hearted greed and cynicism is to throw yourself completely on the mercy of the only one strong enough to break you free. Those who will enjoy such life and love with Jesus are those who know that they can't generate such life and love themselves. Knowing that they can't get themselves there, no matter how good they are, they entrust themselves to God's mercy as the only possible way they might find their way into enjoying such a destiny. It's our destiny, but it's not our job. If you make it your job to climb to the top of the ladder, to reach the height, then when Christ raises his people, you'll find yourself looking like a child standing on a chair trying to touch the sky. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." With these words, we embark on the journey of life in all its fullness, the journey to our ancient destiny, to be one with Christ Jesus, our Lord in glory.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Let us pray. Just and merciful God, we lift our eyes to you in hope and gratitude. When the world around us seems troubling, we're grateful for your steadfast love. We thank you for your Spirit at work in all times and places, calling out the best in your people, showing us when we must repent, opening paths to reconciliation where we have offended. With the humility of the tax collector in Jesus' story, may we seek your justice and know the fullness of your mercy. We thank you for that mercy vouchsafed to us through Jesus Christ and his death upon the cross. By the shedding of his blood, you have shown us that you are for us and not against us, a God of perfect love and generous mercy. We pray for justice among the nations. We ask you to create more generous sharing of resources between countries with good harvests and those depleted by famine. Where resources are extracted for export, protect brave advocates for fair wages and environmental protection. Protect those creatures and habitats that our way of life is threatening. Protect those communities and island nations at risk from climate change. Open our eyes to see how we can live more responsibly and change our hearts to know that we must. We pray for justice in our court systems. Guide those who judge and defend to serve with integrity, that those who are accused may receive fair trials, and that those who've been wronged or harmed are restored to fullness of life. To all those who serve their time in prison, by due process and law, we pray for mercy and grace to sustain them and right thinking to invade their minds, that upon discharge and end of sentence, they may find their way back into a new kind of life. We pray for justice in the workplace, that those who work for others be treated with dignity and earn a fair wage, that all who create that work earn a fair return. Create equity and respect between those of different backgrounds and identities. And we pray for your guidance upon young people to opportunities to develop their gifts. Lord, we all need some kinds of healing in our lives. We remember those struggling with illness of body or mind or spirit, those waiting for diagnosis or treatment, and all whose health challenges are invisible to others. These prayers we gather up in the words that our Lord Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The people of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, wish you a good day and trust that you will find your way to a place of worship where you'll be built up in your faith and find grace and mercy to help in these times. If you don't have your own live church connection, why not come and join with us? Or at least look for us online where we, on YouTube or on Facebook page, we live stream our church services. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.